Here's your cruise news for Monday, September 20th, 2021. The former Royal Caribbean ship Empress of the Seas is now sailing again at a new home. The Indian line Cordelia Cruises bought the vessel from Royal last year, shortening her name to simply Empress, and was refurbished. Last week, the vessel set sail on her first voyage from Mumbai on a two-night cruise to nowhere. The ship is currently sailing at full capacity with fully vaccinated residents of India. And just 6 months after breaking a booking record, Oceania Cruises has done it again. The line opened the 2023 inaugural season bookings for its upcoming ship Vista on September 15th at 9 a.m. By 10:30 a.m., the number of bookings had already surpassed Oceania's most recent record that it set this past March. There were a total of 18 voyages that went on sale, with itineraries ranging from 10 to 24 nights long. Oceania is now reporting that almost half of its ship's inaugural season inventory is already sold. And finally, after numerous cruise lines have permitted their guests to take the at-home supervised COVID-19 antigen test, I had a chance to test it out over the weekend. Note, I did not do it for my Disney cruise. They tested us at the pier. After ordering the two-pack test for $69, connecting with a telemed representative, and waiting 15 minutes for the result, I'll definitely use this test again. It felt safe, the information was fully verified, and the results were sent right to my phone within a few minutes. You can find the complete review of the test at cruiseradio.net. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 2, 23.55. Royal up 1.5, 83.79. And Norwegian up 2.1, 25.59. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.